Monday night time.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. It's the Super Bowl special. And that was a little Hank Williams Jr. bringing you in there. I love that song. I wish they'd still play it for football, but, you know, they don't listen to me. Most people don't. I'm glad you are today, though. Jop's gone. He's on vacation. He's on the Love Boat right now. What do you think of that, Conrad? Jop on the Love Boat.
Oh, man.
That thing must be swaying.
Yeah, yeah. Big cruise. And I understand we have a buzz on the old telephone line here.
We do. We have another board of directors, T-Gid, my boy from Lafayette, Louisiana. And he's my dog.
Good morning, boys and girls.
How are you, buddy? Woof.
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I'm getting over a little head cold, whatever this thing I got is. But it ain't gonna keep a good man down. You know, we got a Super Bowl to get ready for.
That's right. That's right. That's right. We gotta get some food ideas up in here.
Yeah, I tell you what. You sent me that text, and you said, "Man, you got some good ideas." And I said, "Man, I got a couple of them." You know, we call them hand foods, you know, just
right.
Something quick and easy that people can walk around with a napkin or a small plate and don't need a fork or a knife to eat,
no.
You know. And so what about this deep-bone chicken wing stuffed with elote?
What's elote?
Ooh.
Elote is Mexican street corn.
And oh.
I've fallen in love.
Have you?
Oh, my gosh.
I can't dig it. I've tried, but... Not there.
No, I'm telling you.
So tell me how you do that.
Okay, well, so, you know, the chicken wings are a little bitty bony creature, you know. So, I mean, it's not the easiest thing to get the hang of. But you can watch videos online. Most of them are Asians that just got the hang of it. Once you get the hang of it, I can do like 35 and about less than an hour. You know, you just got to sit down.
You know, if you think about it, the chicken wing does have a lot of extra skin. So you got a pretty nice little sack. Do you stitch it up when you're done?
No. So you know, you do the whole wing. You get the little drumette. You kind of take your little boning knife. You get around that little knuckle. You come down the bone. You pop the other end of the knuckle, you throw that bone away, then you get your paring knife. You just got to be real careful, but what I'm saying, once you get a rhythm, you're good.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's back up. I'm slow. So, Now, I used to, Rob Russell and I used to, God bless him, Robbie and I used to do some classes on that, and we would show people how to make a lollipop out of a drumstick. Is that what you're doing, is you're stripping it down like that, and
you're
then taking everything
thing, but,
out?
You know, but like the flats of a chicken wing have the two bones. So,
right.
Yeah, you basically deboning the whole thing, but trying to keep everything intact with minimally cutting through the skin.
So you're not stripping the skin off, reversing it like a turtleneck sweater and taking everything out and then pulling it back down?
You kind of are.
Okay.
I mean,
that makes sense then.
Yeah, you're basically skinning the meat and the skin off of the bone. One section at a time. First, you're going to have the drumette, then you're going to have the flat. Again, it's hard to describe over the phone. You got to watch a video.
I bet your chickens in Louisiana don't even wear turtlenecks.
Well, you know, they don't need to, you know, but some of them still do. That's the damnedest thing.
So you pull the bone out, and then you kind of tuck everything back in.
You reverse everything. The only part you don't cut out is the little tip. You know, of course, you can't get that bone out. But then you got this deboned wing. You put them in a big stainless steel bowl. You do as many as you want, as many as you can, and you season them. Okay,
so you brine them a little bit.
No, I don't. I didn't brine them. I just seasoned them with my favorite Cajun barbecue seasoning, and then I stick it in the refrigerator covered. And then you cook your elote, and I you know, a lot of times the elote, you eat it off the corn,
right.
The cob,
right.
And this you can actually cook it, you know, loose kernels.
So could you use Green Giant whole kernel corn and then season that?
That's what I do.
I mean,
I don't shuck a corn. You know, I mean. I'm just using whole kernel corn out of the can.
Okay,
you know, you just
that's what
drain
I would
them
do.
Real good.
Yep.
And it's almost like making my Cajun mock shoe. You know, the my dish that
right.
I think you've had my
you made
mock
it
shoe,
for me down there. Yep.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that. You put your whole kernel corn, you take diced chili, you know, very finely diced chili peppers, you throw that in there, you throw your tomatoes, your onions, maybe a little bit if you want the heat, sliced jalapenos. Just throw everything in and cook it down till it starts to fry, you know, starts to brown.
Oh, okay, sure. Because corn actually changes when it starts to fry. You bring the sugars out a little bit, and it absolutely changes. Okay, now you got me.
Yep. I mean, you want a little bit of blackening on the kernels of corn.
Yes. Do you put any of that grated or manufactured Parmesan in there like they do on the elote?
Okay. You don't get ahead of yourself.
Uh-huh.
You slow down.
Oh.
Okay. So after you get it to that fried down effect, then you season it. I normally season it with, of course, cumin, some chili powder, some chipotle powder, and just get it to where I like it, you know, just to where it's got a little kick, but still, you know, it's got that Latin flavor. And then I take it off the stove and let it cool down to room temperature. Then I take about a quarter to half a cup of crema, which is basically Mexican cream.
Yep.
And you basically pour that in there.
And if you don't have that, you can just use heavy whipping cream.
You can. But you don't want to soak it down. You just want to wet it.
Right.
You know? And you wet it down, and then I come back with that queso fresca. And by this time, the corn is cooled off. You don't want it hot because it's going to melt the cheese.
So you're mixing that all together.
Yeah, you take that queso fresca, and you just crumple it with your hands as fine as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can grate it if you want, but I like it crumpled. I like it chunky a little bit.
Yep.
And you mix it all in.
So that cream is actually your binder.
That is your binder.
Okay, nice.
And then you put it in the refrigerator next to your chicken wings that have been sitting in there.
Hot dog.
Then the next day, see all that fat
in that
elote has kind of solidified, and it's going to be easier to work with.
Hmm.
Then you take your chicken wing and you kind of just prop it open and you just start stuffing that elote in there.
Is there a trick to that part?
No, it's just kind of like, you know, when you stuff in a pork roast with some onion and garlic mix, you make an incision. Some of it's going to pop out, some of it's going to stay in. You just got to kind of just keep going.
Just a little bit of a job.
Yeah, you stay over the pot. No, I mean, stay over the pan. You're going to spill more than you get in, but you just got to keep packing it. And that's the thing. You ask, do I put an incision on it? You don't. You just, when you lay it in a pan, it's going to be all loose and open, and you're thinking, oh, man, it's never going to stay in. You know, it's going to fall all out.
Hey, T-Gid.
Yeah?
I'm drooling, all right? This I don't want to rush through this. We blew through a segment, so hold the line. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. This is the Grillin' Guys. Okay.